Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing, everyone? My name is John L. Barron. I'm your host of the Break Out of Your Box Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm excited and delighted to have you listening. I just first want to thank you all for the amazing numbers that we're doing with listeners, the consistency. You all are coming in by the thousands in terms of listening, downloading, sharing. And I really appreciate it. You all are my friends, good people that I believe in, and I want to see the best. And the whole goal of this is to give you how-to practical tips in business, life, and relationships. And then you all know that past shows on deal with family, youth, and education, and self-help. Because I really was challenged myself with seeing people put their goals in action. And so I figured out I wanted to create this show as a platform to be very real, very direct, and give you 15 minutes of motivation and inspiration at least 1 to 2 times per week. And please go back and listen to archive shows. You can download them to your iPhones and to your Joy phones, and then you can have them with you. I'd say start your day off with 15 to 20 minutes of motivation, and end your day with 15 minutes of motivation, because your mind will be focused. And so today I'm going to talk about a topic that is very near and dear to me, because I think this is it's ultimately the most important thing that you can establish with another person. This has a romantic edge as it pertains to relationships and dating. The principles still apply to friendships and connecting with people, but I'm going to take the end as it pertains to a dating relationship or just meeting someone for the first time, whether you're out in public and you kind of just get to know them. It's called chemistry. Chemistry. How to gain and maintain it. Chemistry, how to gain and maintain it. And if you have notes, you know, pull out your phone, take notes. You can just kind of write chemistry going down, and we're going to deal with each word in an acrostic format. I'm going to take each letter and then give you the tips and the tools on how to gain it and maintain it. Let's define it first. Here's the thing. Anything in your life that you want to become real, you have to define it for whatever it is, whether it is, you know, good or bad. You got to at least know what it is in order to deal with it and address it. So chemistry is this. Chemistry is the interaction of one personality with another. Dictionary.com says the interaction of one personality with another, or any or all of the elements that make up something. One example is the chemistry of love, you know, what makes up love. Any or all the elements that make up something. Too many times we throw out words loosely. I've heard people say we have good chemistry, and it's really not good chemistry. They may just have a good physical connection, and that has nothing to do with chemistry. It's not genuine, because chemistry should happen without a physicality. Chemistry is something that should be established at the top end of knowing someone. It's hard to work on the back end to establish chemistry that was not originally there. And so when you think chemistry, C-H-E-M-I-S-T-R-Y, the first thing C is a certain charitable connection, a certain charitable connection. When you think about chemistry, there has to be a certainty that you both can identify we connected. And it wasn't just a regular basic connection. It was a charitable connection. By charitable connection, I mean that it was a generous connection. And think about charitable. One word for charity means love. That you don't instantly start loving someone per se, but it's the generosity of how you all connected, that you're willing to give and forgive. You're patient, you're understanding. And this certainty is an instantaneous connection that you both can readily identify to say, okay, like, we hit it off. We connected. This is a rarity. Doesn't all happen often, but I know it when I see it. You know, it may have happened twice last year and once 2 years ago, but I know what it's like when I connect with a person. So how do you gain that connection right away with someone? Well, I like to use this term, give presents, not presents as in a holiday, a birthday, Christmas, but to give presents, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. When you give presents, you don't necessarily have to show up loud in the room, but you can still show up big in the room. meaning how you engage someone with eye contact. If you go back and listen to How to Be a Commanding Communicator, I talk about 80% of communication is nonverbal. It's not what you say, it's what you display. So you want to give presence as it pertains to the person that you're focusing in on and make that one-on-one connection. You want to be a listener, and you don't want to do more than just listen to what they're telling you. You want to hear what they're not saying. I listen to what people don't say. Someone can say, they can text me and say, "Hey, Jonelle, I really had, you know, a bad day." And so what they're not saying is that they would like to be motivated, inspired. And so I'll say, "Well, what went wrong?" And they'll tell me, and then I'll say, "Would you like to go do something fun? Or would you like to come visit? Would you like me to visit you? How can I help you?" That's how you listen to what people don't say. But in a one-on-one, instantaneously meeting someone, that connection, you have to give presence. You have to engage a person and learn what I call the details of a person. Like, many people can know me. I mean, yes, as a, you know, public figure, you people, they watch your posts, or they see you online, so they figure they have the rhythm of who you are. But if you, there's three dimensions of my life. There's a public, there's a private, and there's a secret. The same with yours. So you may know me publicly, but you don't know me privately, and you definitely wouldn't know my secret areas of my life, because only a small circle is privy to that part of who I am. And so through that, when you're gaining this type of connection with someone, you have the opportunity to establish a platform immediately based on how you handle a person and hearing what they're not saying and understanding them and focusing on what I call, as I was saying, the details of them. I need someone to focus on the details of me, who I am, and not everyone can do that. Only certain people can be meticulous enough to focus on the details of you. Guess what? And they do it with humility. That's the H. Humility. Humility is not self-serving. It's just not like, I cook for you, here go your plate. Or you hungry, fine, I'll find you something. No, humility is done with joy. And that's instantaneously. You can meet someone and say, "Oh, are you hungry? Well, let me get you some food. Let's go grab food." That after that connection, there's a humbleness about you. That, I mean, this, I'm talking about the chemistry that works. And again, I've seen people hit it off and go first, second, third, fourth, fifth base and home in one day, and that chemistry lasted forever, or it was able to be maintained forever. Then I've seen people who necessarily hit it off and it did not work because there was never chemistry. It was just a physical attraction. But chemistry is something that can be, it's like a flame. It's ignited and it can be sustained, but you have to fan the flames. As I always like to say, fight for the flames. And so humility is the service in which you give to someone, and you're doing it with the meekness, and not to be mistaken for weakness, but you don't do it with the "but if," you know, "I'm going to do this for you, but if you hurt me," or "but if." No. This type of connection implies a measure of trust, that I'm trusting you. And guess what? It's not even that I want to date you or be with you or make you mine. I just enjoy the chemistry of what we have, and that is worth protecting and exploring more than putting rules and regulations. So that humility and service is huge. And so, E, the energy. Energy permeates without word. I tell you what, I've learned in life that I'm not going to work for something that should just be. People should just be able to call you. People should just be able to return a text. People should just be able to say if they want to see you. That natural energy that you feel when you're around someone, you know if it feels right or if it doesn't feel right. Follow that energy. You will feel better. And I tell you what, don't like anybody that don't want to like you back. You want to date people that have a high interest in you, not people that you just have a high interest in, because there has to be some mutuality in it. It'll be infinitely more easier. So that energy is something that is an unspoken thing. And after that energy comes meaning. That when you're with this person, that type of chemistry, whether it's big or small, you enjoy it. Whether we travel the world together, whether we're sitting on the couch, that type of chemistry is powerful. And that comes from having meaning. Another amazing thing is intimacy, I. And not just physical. Intimacy means in to me, I see. You look within the person to understand who they are, and it's almost like you can read them and pull out the best in them. You pull out the best in them. that they did not know that was in them, and that form of intimacy is just an unspoken word. It's unspoken. That type of intimacy that is a gentle togetherness, an intelligent togetherness, only you understand. And then S, that type of intimacy leads to service, acts of service, where it's doing things for someone, wanting to humbly serve them. Beyonce said, cater to you. And that's not just a female dominated, it's a guy thing too, where you're catering and serving someone. That comes through chemistry, because a lot of people try to force things that don't work. There's no chemistry. It wasn't designed to work. It's remember, the adverse of chemistry, when you talk about chemical, there can be a chemical reaction and it combusts. So you want chemistry to be natural and it just flows, and it's so much easier when it flows. Man, I tell you, you'd rather have one person with natural chemistry than 10 people that you're trying to force, because natural works better. Then after the service comes, here it is, the tangible thoughtfulness. And nothing more than a person who says, now I was going to call you, or I thought about buying you this, but they never do it. It's a tangible thoughtfulness, tangible, a real thing. It's touchable. That thoughtfulness that you can feel, that they did send flowers. They didn't just contemplate it and had it in their mind in what I call the paralysis of analysis and got stuck thinking about it and never did it. No, it's a tangible thoughtfulness. You could feel, even if they got you a small card, you can feel the love inside of you. You can feel that they put thought into it, that they were considerate. Hey, I came over, I cooked, and I cleaned for you because I just realized you didn't have time and I saw you, you know, your place was a little mess. That tangible thoughtfulness that you can feel. And guess what? The consistency of it helps to maintain that. And then here's the R. Raw. Now listen to this. Raw meaning that you can be uncut with this person. I mean, you can be uncut and this person is not afraid, good or bad. They're not tripping. And that happens instantly. I mean, me, what works for me, I'm going to give you probably all of John that you may not want to have right away. Because guess what? If you can't handle it the first day, it's going to get on your nerves the second week. So right away, I'm going to be very raw, very direct, very uncouth, no professionalism in my tone. I'm going to be respectful, and I'm going to have tact, but I'm just going to be raw. I'm not going to try to impress you. I'm not going to try to please you, because our chemistry should be as such is that you can accept me in my raw state, because that is the state that I operate from. The rawness allows for chemistry to be authentic, and you want authenticity as it pertains to that. So you can be who you really are. Be raw. Don't try to guard parts of you. You want a chemistry that can handle that. And then the R, yearning. There should be a yearning, a desire to see someone, to hold them, to touch, to embrace, to caress, to undress, to be in their presence, to want to know more, understand more. It shouldn't be work to have it, but it's work to maintain it. Nothing in your life just happens. You didn't just get dressed. You thought about it. You went in the closet. You did something. All people think stuff's just going to happen. No, I don't care if you had instant chemistry. You got to work to continue to maintain. You got to sow that into it, or you got whatever you want to grow, you got to sow. Whatever you want to grow, you got to sow. Sow means planting a seed, nurturing it, watering it. Constantly. That's how you have chemistry. Chemistry dies if it's not nurtured. There's the mature love versus the young love. Love versus lust. Lust. Let me share this last bit with you. Chemistry is an attraction that cannot be harnessed or explained. Even when I'm not with her, she's there in my head. She accepts both sides of me. So why am I walking away from this? Because when some chemicals mix, they combust and explode. When some elements come together, they create a reaction that can't be reversed. They transcend chemistry. Is this what love feels like? Is this how it begins? Am I even capable of this? That was from Dexter. Powerful, powerful thought. And if I heard someone say something that was amazing. They said, you know what? We are in two different worlds. And then the response was, what world am I in? And then the response back was, I don't know. Whichever one it is, I'll leave mine and come join yours. How powerful is that? What chemistry? My time is up. My name is John L. Barron. I believe in you. And make sure that your chemistry is working for you and not against you. Make it a great day.